Stand by for The Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, The Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities, out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapriston, calling remote.
Remote from where?
Sunny Sarasota.
Yeah, it's sunny here today, too, for a change, so.
Beautiful.
Yep. Right now, it is Saturday, May 15th, 2021. It is 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, and then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming if you go to our website, sapriston.com. That's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you're all set. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, you can go to the sapriston.com website. Go to Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and years of shows are there. Also, at the website, finally, last but not least, is a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. Very.
And it's pretty good.
Is it pretty good this time? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was last week, anyways. I haven't read it today.
Oh, but anyway, they, very short, brief. Give you a lot of the facts that came out, as far as economic numbers last week, and you can get a chance to see what their opinion is of what's going on. They are economists, and you take it for what it's worth.
What's your opinion of what's going on?
Well, I saw the cover story for Barron's today, inflation.
Oh.
Big inflation.
I worry about wage inflation because that'll be the icing on the cake.
Well, that's not the problem.
Worried down the road.
No, the bigger problem right now, and it covered. Remember back in the, I forgot when it was, the big last big inflation. People were still.
Oh, in the
70s or
early 80s.
Yeah, I forgot exactly.
81, 82.
Yeah, but. I remember when people were stealing toilet paper.
And put in Paul Volcker.
Right. But basically, that's what's going on now. You know, because prices are rising so rapidly. So I forgot what company said that every couple of weeks, the prices to them are going up 3 to 8%. And that, so what people are doing is stockpiling like they did back then. And if all of a sudden everybody starts panicking, and buying ahead of time, And, you know, a guy said that he sells pallets, and usually the pallets are $7 to $8. So the people that buy them, and then they resell them for $13, you know. So that's where the problem really is. You know, it's.
What about yesterday when I went to get gas for my car, and they said, sorry, sir, all out.
Really?
I don't know if that's the pipeline or hoarding.
Yeah, I know. But that's the big problem with people now stocking up because they're worried they're not going to get it later, and that's happening all the way down the supply chain. So it's a good story. You know, get a chance to read Barron's, you see what's really going on in the world. And, you know, I wish David were here because he was always arguing with me. There's no inflation, he said. I said, yes, there is, you know. And they even brought up.
Up until this week, the only ones that didn't know were the Federal Reserve and the government.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Yep, exactly.
You go to the grocery store, you buy anything. Plywood's gone from $25 a sheet, 4x8, to 100 down here.
No, yeah. I mean.
In a year.
Yeah.
In a year, but there's no inflation. Okay.
No, and that's what causes stockpiling and makes it even worse. It's like a vicious circle, you know. So, that's one thing. Also, what was the thing? Well, I should give the phone numbers, you know, if we want to get some phone calls. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Phone line's always wide open at this time, very easy to get in. That's 803-1520. Or 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you don't want to talk on the radio, you can use the chat box at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You can ask a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go first to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and Willard. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
Well, question for Willard first. Willard, that GDX that we talked about a month ago, was that a trade or was that just buy and hold? Was that a tradable position for you? And how are you looking at it currently?
I didn't get the symbol. CDS? Peter?
GDX. Gold.
Oh, gold. GDX.
Yeah, GDX.
Oh. I think it's a buy and hold.
Especially with inflation now hitting the front pages, you know.
So it's
now if you take a look at, and you got to do your own research. Newmont. I'm looking at it now. It just broke out, Peter. You can see it on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at, let's look at GOLD, which is, I think, a South African miner.
I'm long Barrick, GOLD. I've had Barrick for about a year and a half now.
I think Barrick has not broken the 200-day, oddly enough.
Right.
But Newland has. And what about Franco Nevada, FNV? Let me just, I was going to look at those this morning after the show. FNB is right at a breakout with a cup formation. I think really they're all good. FNB broke the 139, Peter, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chart for you guys to look at.
So those are all in the GDX, I think.
Right, I think they are, yeah.
So one, you want a sector that's doing well, and then two, you want what appears to be the better stocks in terms of earnings and possible growth for a while.
I'll give you guys that with these. Okay, you're still there.
Yeah, go ahead. You're gonna give us a sector. Okay.
I'll give you a sector and a stock, a chart I'm really hot on right now. I think Willard's familiar with this one. We've discussed it. Look at Mosaic, MOS.
Fertilizer
company. You know, I'm long Mosaic, and I'm long Nutrien, NTR, and I'm long Nutrien because your best caller, which is Bill from Rochester, touted Atrium about 6 years ago on this show, and I know I'm being very serious.
No, I know, but 6 years ago, holy cow.
He was a big Atrium guy, and I never forget this. I listened to him on a show, and I looked up Atrium. I got an S&P report, and I bought the common 6 years ago on a Monday morning off of Bill, and I've held this thing through thick and thin, and it's combined with it was a merger. Now it's Nutrien, NTR. It's all because of Bill, the horse guy on Preakness Day. He's got to be, I hope he's listening. Thank you, Bill.
Beautiful.
Well, the chart looks terrific. My chart, anyways.
I've been selling the 35s. Look how this thing respects the 20.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps bouncing off this 20. And the 50s at 33. Can't get any kind of premium on the 33, but I've been selling this. I'm going to comment, but I wouldn't mind taking more shares. But I've been selling the 35s for probably a month and a half now. I've been selling the weeklies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a it's a beautiful chart, perfect uptrend. The 50 days at 33, so looks like a good strategy.
What's the symbol here? I've got something wrong.
MOS.
MOS.
Oh, Mosaic, of course. Yeah, we own that.
It's got a better chart currently than Nutrien, Doug, but Nutrien's been... Well, actually, Nutrien just took off in the last 2 weeks.
What's the symbol on that?
NTR.
NTR.
Yeah. NT Tom Roberts.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there's a section in Barron's this weekend that says what should you play in inflation, and these are the type of things, you know, commodities, gold, whatever.
But, and then my final thing I'll bring up, and mm-hmm. I had a discussion with a buddy of mine the other day. Willard, I'm going to pin you in a corner a little bit.
What's new?
Usually try to.
Well, you got a lot of wisdom, and I'm trying to get as much off of you as I can.
I'm trying not to be on the show, so you can't call.
Oh, jeez.
I gleam a lot from you. If you were to hold one common as a dividend play going out, let's go 10 years. I have one. I'm going to give you my answer. I want to hear which, as far as safety, somebody who's in their early 60s wants a nice dividend stock, a dividend grower, and you had one name, what would yours be? I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to give you mine.
Yeah, well, I have three.
Okay.
One is MO.
Okay.
Which is the U.S. split of Philip Morris.
That's not fair. That's the chart I just brought up.
You did?
Yeah. Okay.
And I think Telephone's terrific. It hasn't done much, but it's starting to because they're changing their business. T. And Verizon's not bad. Going back to the fertilizers, I did buy, I think last week, CF Industries.
And what's that? CFM or
CF is a symbol. You know?
Oh, is it CF? Yeah, okay.
Fertilizer stock.
CF was in Investors Daily, I think a week or two ago, and
maybe
I actually
that's
wrote
where
it down.
I saw it. Yeah. It got into what they call a buy zone.
Right, right.
And,
I'll give you my dividend
play.
My dividend play.
Oh, hang on. You're talking over each other.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, what's your dividend play, Vic?
Okay, after all of my research, I'll give you one. Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, I had that in the back of my mind.
I said I like all of your plays, Willard. But I'm saying, as far as the common. The less likely to get beat up on, you know. I just like, the more I look at Pepsi and the more I read about Pepsi, it's just such a solid, solid, solid company.
Mm-hmm.
It's high now. It's 140. I'm going to sell some leaps puts on it. I'd like to grab this thing. Maybe I won't. I take it at 120.
Okay, well.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's got very strong support at 130, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was 120 not too long ago.
Right,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, Pepsi-Cola is just such a, they're always innovating. They've always got new products. They're all over the place. It's just a great company.
I agree.
All right, guys. I'll let somebody else go on. Hey, Willard, nice talking to you. Peter, thank you.
Okay.
Same here.
Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call. No one on the line right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or, you know, if you don't want to give us a call, you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. join the chat, type in a question, or you can type in a symbol and let us know what you're looking to do with it.
And someone's asking about Citigroup, I see.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see, Citigroup.
Excited Soul, great show, guys. What do you think of Citigroup?
And what did he say about it? Oh, he didn't say.
What do we think?
Yeah, no, but he didn't say whether he's looking to buy it or what, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Steve. In Virginia.
Well, it looks great to me, I'll tell you that. What do you think? I mean, that's a pretty nice chart there. Financials.
Yeah, I'd like to see it go past 81, and then I think that would be a new 81, 82.
Yeah.
But the chart is terrific. Coming out of a flat base, it's got 81 relative strength out of a 0 to 100. Let me just look. Earnings per share growth at 6. Beta 1.33, which I think is high for a bank. So what? and previous high last year was 83. So above
yeah.
that, of course.
And the you know for the price objective based on the charting method is 87, and it would give a new breakout of this little consolidation right now at 77.
Yeah.
And then head for, you know, if it does that, head for your previous high, which is what, 81, you said? Somewhere around there.
83, 84.
Okay. And target's 87. It, and there's good support, say, 70 to 72 with the 50-day at 72, right?
Yep.
So risk-reward looks pretty good. Looks good.
It's above all the moving average.
Right.
Above the 10-day, the 20-day, and the 50-day.
Yeah, and I would probably reevaluate maybe at 68. And
I like the way you say reevaluate.
Yeah, well, I don't want it. You know. In other words, that's up to you what you want to do. Reevaluate means if you're a stop person that puts stops in, put a stop in.
Yeah.
Set up some kind of discipline. At least reevaluate. You should look at it again and decide. Do you want to own it at this point? You know,
I set an alert so you look at it.
Yeah, and set an alert. Yeah. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or, as I mentioned before, the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the dollar doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on chat, click on join the chat, type a question, type a symbol. And if you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
If it was legal, we'd put Art on the show. We could have him as a guest, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's telling us about the AT&T dividend and how much of it's tax qualified. And I guess how he likes it.
Yeah. But you know, last week was an interesting week, to say the least, right?
Yeah.
And, the market did come back at the end. You know, it would have been worse, obviously. You know, every index was down more than 3%, you know, early in the week. And then the Dow ended up down 1.1, the S&P 1.4, and the NASDAQ, which has been struggling, is down 2.3%, you know, for the week. So, I think we've been mentioning for weeks to pay attention to the rotation, what sectors, you know, commodity sectors have been very strong, we talked about within commodities, you could be looking at what, energy?
I don't know that there's a commodity you can't look at.
Well, that's a good
point. For one of the larger clients, I have every one of those Invesco, you know, DBA, DBB, DBE, which is their energy, they're all up.
Well, yeah.
Nicely for the year. And they look to be, they're going to continue.
Yeah, because, you know, one guy did say, you know, in that article about inflation, he says natural resource stocks are good inflation plays, and they mentioned oil and gas, agriculture, metals,
this your
mining.
DBA that you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Invesco Metals is DBB. We've had that.
Yeah. And there's
last year sometime, late November, December.
Yeah, DBB, DBA, which is agriculture, you know. So
you can, someone can Google those and have a look at them.
Yeah, no question about it. Also,
they're called Invesco Commodity ETFs.
And there's a good thing. I haven't had a chance to look at these, and I'm sure you will. You know, in Barron's, at four ETFs for investors nervous about inflation. They look very interesting. You know, ETFs I hadn't heard of. I think there's one that's called IN something, you know. And, you know, and then a guy who writes a great service, I forget what it was called, he set up a new one. It's interesting what they're doing with them, you know. So I would take a look, you know, read that.
How long will inflation last, as long as they keep printing?
Well, money? According to the Fed, it's transitory, so. And the Fed's always right.
More dollars in circulation than they had last year that they've done with the money supply.
Right, yeah.
And we wrote our monthly article about that, and I had two people complain.
What about that? You're kidding me.
No, and they said it was very one-sided about the inflation, and one of them called it left-wing, not that I'm political in any way, and it's, our job is to try to figure out what's going up and buy it for people.
Well,
and I said, look, how can you ignore a 30% rise in money supply? You can't ignore it, and the marketplace isn't ignoring it.
No, there's no question, you know, that...
And it's not right or left. It's bad.
Yeah, well, you know, like I've been saying for weeks now, a man only hears what he wants to hear, ignores the rest, right? So,
well,
and I think that's the greatest line I've ever heard.
I like that. I answered both of them, and I said, it's not political. It's what's happened. And then how do all these things react? How do all the commodities react? We know, and... See gasoline going up. I don't know if that's the pipeline or both.
It could be, you know, a little bit, because certainly oil, you know, has gone up a lot. You know, I think what's it at 60, 62? I forget what it is per barrel right now. You know, but
it's 67 during the.
Oh, really? Right? Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's back to where it was many, many, many months ago. So.
And DBE is the Invesco Energy commodity.
So it's a safer way to play it, you know.
It's gone from 10 to 14.
Yep.
Since last November. I mean, that's 40%. It's not $4 on 10.
Exactly. Meanwhile, our phone lines are really going now. So.
Really?
Yep. We're going to go next to Phil.
We must have hit a nerve. We must have hit
a nerve. Phil in Williamsville.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay.
I haven't talked to you in a while, so I gotta have you check my two spec plays, Gevo and Fuel Cell.
Well, let's see what's
Gevo,
been.
They had an investor call a couple days ago, I think Thursday.
Yeah, let's take a look.
CEO made some really positive comments, and it went up like 25% the next day. You know, they got billions of backlog. What do they call them, take-or-pay contracts?
I didn't hear the symbol on the first
Gevo
one.
Is one of them, G-E-V-O. And Fuel Cell is the other one, F-C-E-L.
Yeah, that one I know.
Correct.
And if
Gevo
I look at...
Gevo looks where it turned.
They've had a rough couple of months, but I think...
Well, that whole the whole sector got it taken, you know, out to the woodshed, as they say, you know. But
yeah, that's for sure. So,
but yeah, you know, the chart's not good, but
but it hit the 200. Gevo hit the 200-day in bounce.
Right, and it also
and now that, it would appear to be starting to go up. It would appear.
Yeah,
but it's certainly a bottom play.
Yeah, it's a speculative bottom play that an aggressive buyer could buy it on that. Where to close, anyway? It closed at what? 590?
590.
So that was a three-box reversal, so an aggressive player could play that, but you'd reevaluate it at 450, you know, if it went down to 450. But you notice, too.
You might think it might go to $8. It might.
Yeah.
Before you hit your...
And also, you know, the other bounce was... that whole basing area way back to the left in 1918.
Huh?
What year? What year am I in?
I don't know. What century? I can't find it on the chart, I'll tell you that.
I can't go back that far.
I can only go back 10 years.
Right. 2018, 2019, 2020, and you see all that resistance that was up at 4.75 in that area. That's what it bounced off, too, because previous resistance becomes support. So looks interesting here, you know.
The relevant strength is 99 on
really?
The CBD database, which means that it's being accumulated.
I've heard price targets of...
we don't know why, but...
$16.
But, yeah, I mean, where's the 50-day on this thing?
Oh, that
seven,
is...
Yeah, so if you have 7 3/4, 8 would be the critical area, yeah.
That's why I said I didn't go back to $8.
Right,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, then you better
if it,
really...
Yeah, if it could take that out...
Sell
then,
half or do something.
Yeah, and right. then if it took that out, there'd be very strong resistance around 10. So, and let's go to the other one. Fuel cell, right?
Fuel cell, yeah.
Yeah, that did not look good to me. I think the business is booming.
Well, when it's you know when it's risk off, you see what they hit. They just hit everything, you know.
Yeah.
You know when they hit the body pile or whatever it is you want to call it, they take the piano player with them, right? You know, so.
Yeah, you got a 656 bottom on my chart.
Yeah, that's
46.50.
Well, it came all the way back to that whole area to the left, right?
I see it.
Kind of bounced off it. So this is the moment of truth, as I always say. And, you know, certainly if it went to, what, 6, I'd definitely reevaluate it at that point. Not too much you can say. It reversed. And, you know, hopefully it's on its way back up.
Well, they've been very quiet as far as...
But, you know, the 50-day...
The sector.
Yeah, the 50-day is up at, like, 11 3/4, but... 11 3/4. So you have strong resistance, 10.5, and has to get above that 10.5 area. So, well, reevaluate it if it drops to...
For the future, I'm of a mind, given this market, which I would say is a yellow light, not red and not green, if something drops nicely below the 50-day moving average, you really have to reevaluate whether you want to stay in it.
Yeah, but you see, well, that 200-day was, what, so far back? No, it's actually...
Oh, I'm not, yeah, not on this one shot. This one.
Yeah, it's below the 200, it's below the 50. So
yeah, this one broke the 50.
So it's hard to say. It's very speculative, you know. Yeah, it's very speculative at this point.
But I'd say in general, as a rule of thumb, keep an eye when they break the 50.
Yeah, and if it did drop to 6, then the possibility is as low as 3 3/4, 3.5.
I didn't want to look there. I see it over there.
I see it way over there, yeah. So,
do you think the sector is coming back into favor? Or?
Well, not... There's not enough evidence of that right now.
Yeah, alternative energy.
Yeah, not enough evidence. But I keep an eye on it, you know. And like I say, if it dropped to 6, I'd be concerned, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Peter, take a look at TAN.
At what?
At TAN, the Invesco Solar ETF.
Mm-hmm.
The chart looks the same.
Yeah, I mean, well, these were all the hot plays, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. They're all alternative.
Yeah. I don't think alternative energy is dead. You know, keep an eye on them. You know, put a little watch list.
The government like it is. The government's for it.
Yeah.
And however, someone said once you can't argue with price and trend.
Oh, I agree. Am I agreeing with myself? I don't know.
25 to 72. Yeah. I think you are.
Yeah, I know.
So the trend is not terrific.
Yeah. But, you know, solar's not going away either, right? You know what I mean? You know, so. But, you know, you want to look for some opportunities, you know, and you come up with a plan. You know, right now it's like that TAN's back down to good support from 2020. So, you know, so do a little investigation. You know, these may be providing opportunities, you know. We shall see.
It's our bottom, for sure.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, we're going to go to, looks like, Art in New Jersey.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
We're going to put you on the show. You seem very
knowledgeable. Well, I hope to. First of all, I want to say, Willard, I'm so pleased to hear your voice again. It's been a while since you've been on.
I'm hiding.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. Also, I want to thank Peter for that information on Gemini website. I went there and I found excellent places to check prices of all the cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do a little more research about the how to pay for it. You know, I really don't want to open an account right now. So,
at least do your research, you know.
Yeah, I printed out 3 pages about the particular crypto that I'm interested in. In the area of inflation, a thing that can be transitory, but it can be stopping at a point for a transit and then going up again. Doesn't mean it's going to ever go back down again. When you see some of these commodities and in the grocery store where the prices go up, very seldom do you ever see them start taking the prices down after the inflation quells a bit. So.
Well, it's also, like Willard mentioned, wages, okay? As I drive up and down the street, I see every fast food place, $15 an hour, okay?
They're looking to hire, right?
Yep. Yeah. And what are they going to do when this is finally settled down? They're going to say, well, now we're only going to pay you $10. No, they're stuck.
You know, so. Yeah, you just got a price drop on your salary.
Yep.
So. Okay, a couple of questions. One is, how is Coinbase related to the various cryptos like Ethereum, Bitcoin,
it's like a brokerage firm. It's a crypto brokerage firm. That's where you buy and sell crypto.
Okay, so you could go to Coinbase and buy Dogecoin, for example.
Not necessarily, because New York State's not a great place, you know, as I mentioned many times.
Well, I'm in New Jersey.
New York State doesn't allow, but I think they just said that, yeah, you're in New Jersey, I forgot. You know, like 49 other states can allow you to buy something, but not in New York because they know so much, you know. But anyway, Dogecoin will be on Coinbase in 6 to 8 weeks, they announced. So.
Oh, very good. Very good.
But it is on Gemini, you know.
So. Yeah. Would a smaller coin like Dogecoin use less of a carbon footprint than a big one like Bitcoin, which is about 50,000?
I don't think Dogecoin uses anything because there's nothing behind it.
Right, but don't they still have to mine something?
I don't even know what they do. You know, you do your research into it. Except Flip Flop Musk, Flip Flopper. You know, basically trounced it with that Saturday Night Live thing.
I watched Saturday Night Live, the whole show.
Yeah.
I had it on with a sound on and off. I never once saw Musk either talking or viewing on the screen.
Oh, really?
It was a terrible show. It was really terrible.
Well, it's a horrible Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny at all.
I never watched it
before,
I won't after that.
No, I would never watch. I haven't watched it for decades. But at any rate... you know, then the next day he comes out and says, Dogecoin's going to go to Mars and all this, you know, we're going to use this for this. And
buying a Tesla.
What baloney, you know. And then now he's going to help Dogecoin become legitimate in the sense of he's going to make them into a system that can process payments and everything, which they never could, you know.
Right.
So there you go. Who knows? I don't know.
Okay, that's great.
Yep.
Last item, how will you differentiate when you want to buy like a mutual fund versus an ETF? And there are so many pages and barons of ETFs. How do you decide what's in each one, what they're holding, what stocks?
Well, you can look it up. You can either go to their website or you can go to, I think, Yahoo Finance, and there's a tab for each one that says holdings.
Oh, okay. I have to check that.
Yep.
That's great. Great news. Well, again, it's great to hear Willard. I'm so pleased that he's doing well now. So,
okay. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Look forward to hearing you guys again on the show.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, we have a couple of callers been on for a while. Do you want to take a quick one-minute break?
Quick.
Yeah. We'll be back in 1 minute. Hang on the phone.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we'll go next to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing? Willard, I don't know what you're doing in Florida. Western New York's the place to be this time of year. Gorgeous.
I know that. I know it is.
Yeah,
but
gorgeous.
I'm a Florida resident.
Listen, I want to thank Art. Art's acknowledged me a few times, and I'm glad that whatever I have to say that he thinks worthwhile. And I also listened Saturday's hoping that he'll call. We have a lot of good callers. Bill.
Bill's on right after you.
Yeah, I know. Bill is good. In fact, I bought some Churchill Downs because of him, and boy, one of the best buys I've made. And Victor's good. Even though I'm not in options, he has some good things. Dominic, I haven't heard in a long time. I don't know if he's still around or not.
Yeah, he is. He called, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, I missed him then.
He's in Sarasota here, down here with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And then you get some callers who only call me one time or whatever, and some real good information. And
oh, definitely.
I tell you, this is a great forum for investors.
It's amazing the people we have that, participate.
I say that I listen to the show so I get ideas, or I do the show for ideas.
So we give you ideas, too, and that's good. That's great. But, there are some real knowledgeable callers.
Yeah.
In the middle of March, I sold Six Flags. Or a little over $50. About and my Tesla, I sold that for $683. So,
mm-hmm.
I sold them on a Friday. Right after that, Monday, both of them went up, and then they went down. So I guess I picked a good time. But then I replaced them with Disney. Disney I bought for about $195, a little over $195. I think I was figuring about the parks opening and other things, but I think they had already been figured into the price because it hasn't done much since. In fact, it's gone down, although I think Disney's a better hold for the future. I like Disney. So what do you think about Disney?
160 to 165, it's a buy.
Yeah.
Did he hear me?
I
can just about hear you, Willard.
160.
Yeah, you are low.
I think it's a bar. I don't know why I'm low. I have trouble hearing them too.
Yeah. Okay.
But the other thing with it, you got
to
realize
the phone. So what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. But basically, they have so many parts to them that people were disappointed with their streaming number of new subscribers. So that's what knocked the stock down right now.
All right, because it went up a few months ago
because they were booming.
Got so many.
Yeah. Now they disappointed people.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. I think it's still real good for a future.
Oh yeah.
Hold. Yeah.
I agree.
That's what I got hold on for a future investment. So.
Yeah, in the 200 days, it won 59 somewhere around there.
Yeah, 159.
So as long as it stays above that.
About 165, you don't usually hit right on.
Yeah.
200.
Right. Exactly. So.
All right.
Maybe an opportunity.
Yeah, all right. I'm stuck now.
That's
fine. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of Chinese stocks. Chinese stocks been doing very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Even Thursday when the market went so high, they were down, although Friday they went up. I have Kandi, KNDI, the car company, and JD.com. If you'd comment on JD.com, I think still going to do very well, but that's certainly come down. And when do you think the Chinese stocks may start going up, and what's the problem now?
I don't know what my crystal ball says, but what you got to realize is, are you in a risk-on or risk-off market, okay? Right now, you're in a risk-off market.
Uh-huh.
And so until you start seeing...
Well, as I said, you're certainly at a yellow light.
Yep.
If not almost red, not a green.
Right. And, you know, it's hard to say when they might turn around, really. Downside price objective based on the charting method's 59.
For JD?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. Did you ride this all the way down?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I'm still making money. I mean, I bought it. I think I bought it for less than that, so I've done well. But I think it's a good company, but with the problems with China and our relationship, yeah, I think they have something to do with it, too. And so I don't know. I'd rather get rid of it, ride it, whatever.
I would worry at 63 based on the weekly chart, and that is a 80-week. How many days is 80 weeks, Peter?
80 weeks? How many days is it? 560?
Yeah. I would say almost about a year and a half in the corner.
But the other interesting thing is you made it a thing like, well, I'm still making money. You know, I remember reading a long time ago, when this stock was at 108, right? Think about how much money you had at that point, right?
I know it.
And they said, if you piled up all that cash in the living room and watch the cash start disappearing, it would bother you. But when it's a stock, you know, that's it's not tangible. You know,
you remember I said earlier in the show something breaks the 50-day moving average. Mm-hmm. Have a look.
Right.
Well, that was in that 93-94 area.
Right.
Which is better than 68, but even that broke the average, and we had that in a managed account. I'd probably put a stop in at 89
mm-hmm.
with an 88 limit,
yep.
because it didn't look so hot. And hopefully, it doesn't go off and turns around. But if it goes off, you got to have a discipline.
Yep, I mean you could be a long term investor. A lot of long term investors have done well. You know, the other side of the coin is if you did have the discipline and got out, you can always get back in later at a lower price. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So, but anyway, so much for that.
And it's Chinese, which is another issue with me.
Yep.
Right.
No, it's only because of the political climate, not for any other reason.
And that's what I'm figuring. That's what I'm figuring. That the political situation, China's always kind of a risk anytime you.
All right. Yeah. And like I said, it's a risk-off market right now. You know, when you start seeing. If you do, but you should eventually, all of the technology stocks and stuff like that to start turning around, then they may start buying this too because it's, be risk on again. So
we had someone on the chat room just asked about BABA, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, anyway, JD is a good company and has good fundamentals. So, I think eventually you'll do well. But, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yeah, I didn't get by. Well, let's get the bill real quick.
Is that Jack? I would say he does not have a discipline from listening.
No, he's a long-term investor, though. I mean,
are you going to let a stock get cut in half? Is that long?
Some people, it works in the long run sometimes. Certainly worked for people years ago,
I know. And there's still stocks like that. I mean, I think consumer staples.
Yeah.
I think you can buy Pepsi. And
yeah, like you mentioned the Pepsi. And yeah, exactly. So.
But the other ones, they have different risks, headline risk and political risk.
Well, that's true, yeah. Okay, we're going to go next to a very patient Bill. Good morning.
Hey, Will, let me tell you, I have no life. I get this. The other day, I go get my DNKN, my mail, my Wall Street Journal, and the racing form. And you know what I did, Will? There's a AutoZone and a Monroe muffler break real close together. I sat and watched the people coming out for about 2 hours. Is that sad or what?
I don't know.
The AutoZone chart is one of the best I've seen in a long time.
I gave that out in January.
They
put us out of business. My family, I got on it.
Yeah.
I have to ask you a question about the Derby, right?
Oh, get me started.
Now, if that horse gets thrown out, I don't know if they did already.
No.
Right? Did they give?
They're letting him run.
Oh, they're leaving it?
Yeah, they're leaving it because, you know, too big to fail. Okay, the their trainer is too big to fail.
I got
you. He has had multiple drug offenses and reversals on convictions. See, without him in California, they can't make a race card. So he knows that. He pushes the envelope. I'm not saying he's not a good trainer, but he pushes the envelope all the time, and he gets away with a lot of stuff. Now, my trainers, they'd be suspended for life. But what are you going to do? This is what the world is now.
Exactly.
The bigger you are, the tougher it is to go down.
So, but you know, it's funny, though. I was thinking, if they threw the horse out, then what do they have to do? Get all the money back from the people who collected the winnings?
They're already suing. They're already lawsuits, Pete.
Right.
They're already lying. I'll tell you, racing is enough trouble. You know, Churchill Downs is screaming by here. It's down from 250 to like 200. But, I mean, it's gone up 1,000,000%. I'm not complaining. But they're a cash cow. Hey, Willard, one thing.
Right here.
You know what red boarding is?
I didn't quite hear.
What was the name?
Red boarding. You know what it is, the red board?
No.
Red board is like you're at the racetrack, and you're with about five guys, and then a 30-1 wins. And then you got one nitwit telling you after the race why the horse won. He didn't have it, but, you know, he's smart. But listen, I met a red boarder 3 weeks ago. I called Pete, and I said that Kathy is a big fade here. Big,
oh, I heard you say that. Yeah, I listened to that show.
I'm going to tell you, any rallies on ARKK or all her garbage is a sell. She's a mush now.
She's a mush?
Mush, you know, racetrack mush. Whatever she says, go the opposite. Because I track her buys and sells every day. She's double and tripling down on her stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't understand it. Why?
Listen, did you see that interview with her on CNBC?
No.
I did.
Oh, my God. She said this is great. I heard 55% of the new money that has come in is underwater. Can you imagine in this bull market to be getting killed? But, Pete, look at it. Technically, they're all sells.
You're absolutely right.
And
they'll have their bounces.
You know. They're all below, as I said.
Something died.
Day, which is,
yeah, I don't know what happened. You there, Willard?
There. Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Are we on the air? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I don't know what happened, but phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. We'll see whether anything is working at the moment. So
I don't know how everything got cut off all of a sudden.
But
can you
I don't
hear
see
me,
Willard,
Peter?
You know, or he can't hear us back. Or whatever it is, you know. Yeah. So, but it's. But anyway, we will go to something. There's four ETFs that were in Barron's for investors nervous about inflation. And, you know, I think, you know, if you get a chance, you know, catch that article. You know, I don't know where you read it or buy the issue or whatever. It might be worthwhile. I don't even know how much Barron's costs on the newsstand. But and they may still be running that $4 a month deal they had. And I'd check that out, you know, for Barron's. And I would definitely read that article because those ETFs sounded very interesting, you know, for something to make money in, you know, with inflation right now. So is Willard back on? Or yeah,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we blew up. I don't know what happened.
Well, we use Comcast, and I hate to blame them, but
twice a week when I'm on a long-distance call, the phones go out completely, every line.
Really? Boy.
Yeah.
It's probably...
It's terrible reliability. And although someone said, why that socket looks good now.
Who said that?
Someone on the radio. Maybe it was me. I don't even know.
Whatever. You know, maybe the hackers have figured out, you know, how to play around with Comcast. You know, you never know.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Whatever it is.
It's been going on for 5 or 6 months. They claim they can't do anything and there's nothing wrong, but you're in the middle of a conversation and it goes dead.
Well, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Anybody in the chat box there?
Well, Art is willing to give advice on horse racing to Bill about drug testing.
Really? Holy cow.
He says they should test the horse before, not after.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that sounds a little ridiculous, right? You know, in other words, let the horse win the race, and now we'll test you, right? You know, so anyway, it's the way the world works. And it was very fascinating information from Bill, you know, about how it works.
Yeah.
You know, how they let somebody get away with something because they're too big to fail, you know. So very interesting. So let's see.
Well, it never happened to us, so.
No. But so right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
We do have someone that wants to maybe hold Netflix or sell it and buy Disney.
Well, not obviously. Disney used to be somewhat more conservative, right?
Yeah.
But... yeah, we'll take a look. What did the net?
I would be stopping Netflix if I owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Under $4.90, maybe $4.87.
And would you be buying it at any price?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. Put you on the spot.
I think it's a great franchise.
Right.
And. If I look to the 80-week moving average, it's 450.
It's what?
450. And real support.
Did he die again?
Real support.
Comcast must have gone down again. Jesus. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
This should be a good opportunity to short something, you know, related to all of this. But, I mean, technically, if you look at Netflix, okay, it's been in the trading range between about, what, say 464 and 584. You're coming down to the bottom of it. You know, it might be a worthwhile thing coming down the support here. And, you know, obviously the 200 days at 513 and has to get back above, you know, the 200 day. But, you know, depending on the research you've done into it, how comfortable you feel with it, you might take a partial position, or if you feel really comfortable, you know, and then if it dropped down to, say, in the 456 area, you'd have to reevaluate at that point, you know. And right now it closed at 493. So technically, if you're a channeling player, remember there used to be a service that was out there called channeling. You know, this has been in this long channel for quite a while, from about July of last year. And it could be an interesting point. So do your research into it and decide if you want to take potentially a partial.
Back.
Oh, yeah, I was telling you, this has been in the trade. Trading range.
T-Mobile. Yeah, I know. And that's why I said I would buy it here on Netflix if I was going to buy it,
mm-hmm,
in the 450, 460 area.
Yeah, to me that's a little low, but it's close. You know, 464. Well, that area is about the bottom of the trading range, yeah.
I mean, I got a relative strength at 20.
Yeah, I know it's not, yeah. It's been going... Yeah, it's been going sideways for almost a year now. You know, so
yeah,
But is that a high-level base? I don't know. Could be.
Yes, it is. I mean, the real base is 386, close enough to 400, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and because the boxes are four, you know, well, no, this box is like eight points. You know, so yeah. I can see where you see a slightly lower low. So I would say
you don't want to buy it unless you think it's going up.
Yeah.
And what about Disney? I said Disney's at that, you know, 160, 165 area. Yeah, I don't see selling one for the other. They're different.
Yeah, they're different. And, you know, you might take some. I don't even know. You know, I was going to say I might take some off Netflix if you really feel that strongly about Disney. You know,
you're $218 billion of market cap for Netflix and you're $315 for Disney.
I think you got a higher
relative strength than Disney.
Yeah.
At 58, but it doesn't look exciting.
Well, there you go. So I don't know what he gets out of that, but we give him a lot of choices. You know, in other words, if you want to play a trading range, possibility, and that's where it may bounce from. It's also a stock that, you know, can get hit if the market keeps doing this risk-off stuff, you know. So be aware of that.
Art is saying that Barron's cost $5 an issue, but if you get it, take a year subscription or to get it online, I think it's cheaper.
Yeah, well, they had a deal, you know, which is $4 a month.
I took that, too.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't know if it's still there.
Yeah, it was some time ago.
Yeah, but yeah, you could check, you know. I know they do have a $52 a year deal if you pay the $52 up front, you know, so not much different. So anyway, we are down toward the end of the show. We are at the end of the show. Thank you, Willard. Thank you for our listeners.
Thank you, Peter. We always say keep
a little powder dry. And do your own research, right?
And good night and good luck.
Okay.
If you can hear me. I'm on T-Mobile. But
I hear you. Much better.
I'm on the cell. Take a look at that stock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Till next week, take care.
Bye. You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.